Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this place that we can gather each Sunday morning to worship you. For all the people surrounding us today, dear Lord, for the love and the faith that we share, I give you thanks. For the much needed healing and quenching rain that protects our forests, makes all these leaves pop so beautifully green and the grass grow. For all the parents that are running around cleaning and shopping and redecorating and cooking and planning parties, all out of love for their graduates. Help them to remember that there is someone who loves them even more than they do, and that is you, dear Lord. For the kids for whom school is hard and are struggling to get through these last days, help them to remember that they are worth so much more than a grade on a paper. For all those who long for love and acceptance, help us to remember that you, dear Lord, are our home. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Does anyone happen to remember those nights when your parents would go out and you got to have a babysitter? Those times when your parents couldn't be right there with you, but they wanted to make sure you were well cared for? Well, God, our heavenly parent, did the exact same thing. And God left us the Holy Spirit. So my brothers and I grew up in this cool old farmhouse in Richfield, go Spartans. And if I close my eyes, I can picture the kitchen and remember exactly how it felt to be there. There were always people and dogs running in and out of our house, friends visiting, the refrigerator opening and closing, mom cooking something yummy, and my little brothers and I chasing each other around, basically just trying to annoy one another until our parents finally had said, "That is it, stop." But Friday and Saturday nights were different. Friday and Saturday night meant one thing, and it meant babysitters. There was this huge family that lived on the block from us, 8 people. It was a house full of teenagers, both boys and girls, and they were our beloved babysitters. We never quite knew which one was going to walk in the door on any given night, but all we knew was that it was the 70s, and so there was going to be a cool teenager in bell bottoms with long hair, and they were going to carry in record albums and a Panasonic round radio, and the girls would always bring teen magazines. They were oh so otherworldly to us little kids. Before our parents headed out for the night, we would walk into the kitchen, into the cozy breakfast nook, where those of us of a certain age will remember where the telephone hung from the wall. You always knew where the telephone was. And there was a really long cord attached to the telephone, and we could take it and hide around the corner or in a closet if we needed to have a private conversation. And next to the telephone was a black chalkboard. And on that chalkboard, on those weekend nights, there would be a name and a number of some magical place where kids were never allowed to go. A place like Jack's Cafe or Murray's. And Mom would walk us over to that chalkboard, and she would say, "We're going to go out for a while. We're going to be back. But don't worry, the McMorrow kids are here, and there's just a phone number that you can always call if you need anything at all. We're just a phone call away." Well, we didn't realize it at the time, but those were our very first lessons in the Holy Spirit. We often think of the Holy Spirit in relationship to the book of Acts and the day of Pentecost, when people of all nations and languages were gathered together and suddenly a rush of violent wind came down from heaven and tongues of fire would lay on each person so that we could all speak in the same languages. But in the book of John, we're introduced to a kinder, gentler Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit as counselor, Holy Spirit as advocate, Holy Spirit who empowers us and lives within us, Holy Spirit as teacher, as protector, as guide, Holy Spirit as the world's most loving babysitter, if you will. It doesn't say that in the Bible. In the gospel lesson we heard this morning, Jesus too is leaving for a while, just like our earthly parents. But he's not going to be back later that night. You may remember that his dinner, this dinner, took place on the last night before he was crucified. The disciples did not know this yet, but Jesus did. And so Jesus used his words sparingly and meaningfully. He chose his words carefully so that he could leave his beloved disciples with what they most needed to know when he was gone. So his last minute instructions were this: "If you love me, you will follow my commandments while I'm away. But don't worry, I am not leaving forever. And please don't worry, because the Father is sending an advocate in my name. He'll remind you of everything that I have told you. You will be well cared for, and I am a word of prayer away." Something we might have said to our own kids: "Don't worry, we're going away, but you're in good hands. The McMorrow kids are on the way." Once Jesus feels like he's given them what he can give them before they know what's about to happen, he follows these words with the most beautiful words in all of Scripture. He says to his beloved friends, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Can you imagine if we lived by those words? Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. He's saying, "I am not like the world. You can trust me. I am here for you. I'm not here out of greed or posturing or power grabbing or self-interest, but I give out of love. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." One of my favorite days each spring is when one of my dear friends drives up from Chicago for our annual, don't laugh, memorial grave cleaning. We meet at the Bandshell at Lake Harriet to walk around the lake and catch up on each other's kids and grandkids. Then we head to Lakewood, gardening gloves, a couple of big sharp knives, and flowers in hand. Our first stop is to Missy's mom and dad, and then we head over to her grandparents. Then we head to my grandparents, and then to my dad's stone. We cut away the overgrown grass. We whisk away the dirt and the earth, all while reminiscing and sharing stories from our shared childhood. We laugh, we imagine our parents looking down on us, so happy that the friendship has passed on to another generation. It is lovely. And along the way, we choose a couple of grave sites of women who look like they haven't had a loved one visit in a very long time. And we spiff theirs up too. We speak their names aloud. We wonder about their lives. We tell them we're giving them a day at the spa. And then we tell them they're looking good. And as odd as this sounds, we both look so forward to this day each year. It is family. It is love. It is honoring the people that have gone before us. It is loving and caring for our advocates, the people who shared their faith with us, the people who passed on the Holy Spirit. As Missy and I walked around the cemetery that afternoon, tending the graves of all those loved ones, it hit me that this was the trail of faith, not shared by bishops or magic or people in ivory towers, but simply shared by ordinary people like you and me, people who trusted that the Holy Spirit would show up in their words when they shared their faith. People who trusted that the Holy Spirit, our counselor, our advocate, our beloved sitter, would be ever present in our lives. Have you believed because you have seen me? Jesus asked Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet who have come to believe. Thank you, Lord, for the people who held us until we could crawl and then encouraged us to walk and to run, for people who gave us space to grow into ourselves, knowing that we were never really alone, who shared their experience with the Holy Spirit with us and made sure that there was someone looking over us and always a number on the chalkboard, someone we could call, an advocate, our beloved and mysterious Holy Spirit. My peace I leave with you. My peace I leave for you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amen.